ازيك يا باشمهندس ابي ماري، اكون بيتزا وبنتخس. ازيك يا باشمهندس دانيال شينا، بس يشوف عوض. This week's Pasha Shoftim. Torah begins, Shoftim v'shotri titei l'cho b'chol sharecha, sher Hashem l'kecha notei l'cho l'shvatecha, v'shoftu es om mishpat tzedek. And the psukim have the simple reading that it's talking about shoftim and shotrim of the community, of the cities, etc. However, al derech hamusar and chasidus in the sefer Mor v'Shemesh on page 7, he writes. Shoshim v'shotri titei l'cho ha'inyan kuchach. Mi sherotzeh l'yos over Hashem be'emes, azay mechuyev tamid bashkiach al masav. The person who wants to be an over Hashem, he's mechuyev to check his ma'asim. V'hayinu lo mibay shelo yaseh chalila ma'asav lo tov. Meaning, and this is similar to what we spoke about last week, that not only a person shouldn't do something that's not good, even things that are good things, he's doing mitzvahs, he's doing maisim tovim, he has to make sure that he's doing these things with proper yira and ava. Chilu rechimu is yira and ava. In other words, it shouldn't be just wrote, the name Zakim Utslulim Belishum Machsheves Psul, and would write Kavanas, etc. In other words, even the good things, so that's what it means, Yifashbesh B'masav, who Lirosim Lo Over Alosase Ol Ase, Yimashbesh B'masav, a Kavana, so Yipashbesh B'masav means he has to, right, where the Gemara says the person has to be Yifashbesh B'masav, Yimashbesh B'masav. So Yifash B'masav is to see that you didn't violate a lo saseh, or you didn't mevatel a mitzvah esei. But Yimashmesh B'masav means you have to look at your ma'asim to see if the good ma'asim were done in a proper fashion and perhaps could even be done in a better way. And that's what, so that's what he says, that Shoftim V'Shotrim that you have to have judges of yourself to reevaluate whether you're violating averus and whether the mitzvahs that you're doing are really proper or maybe could do be done better. And the Mor Shemesh Tzadikim, the Gemara says, in brachat tzadikim yetzer tov shoftim. Perish a shoftim hein ba'atzmam as a yetzer tov. So he interprets that gemara that tzadikim yetzer tov shoftim to mean that they have to evaluate even the yetzer tov, meaning the hainu, the Torah, ma'isim tovim, shosu, shoftim hein achakachim hein karoi. The imotzu b'maseim atovim be'ez shemetz. Sas pisul chalila, if he sees something negative in his mitzvahs, hazai ochim heimas atzma mukabalim atzma is yisurim v'onish. They kayadu v'nei tzadikim ve'elo mishmashim chol eis b'torosim v'odosom heim zakim utzlulim osim tshuva al zeh. Because they do tshuva not only for averus, but tshuva for the mitzvahs that they do. And that's what he continues to write here on page 9. Tzedek tzedek tirdof. Birush agam shekvar shomer nafshecha az horos vatzivuyim vata begedet tzedek. That you're doing good things. Afo pikein tzedek tirdof. Shetira lirdof stoka ladas limtso ki olo ishlam topula sayom. That is to realize that you still have more to do. Vahatzdik masecha yosef yotzim karul haba. Etc. And then he says a word on page 9 in the left column. about lo sakim l'cha matseva, which literally means, you know, there was a they used to have a mizbeach and a matseva. Matseva was one stone that they brought the korban on, and matseva was many stones. But he says al derech hadrush lo sakim l'matseva piuro shelo tishaer b'matzav echad asher sone Hashem elokef. In other words, Hashem doesn't want people to be stagnant. Don't be in, don't remain in one status, but continue progressing. And that reminded me of the famous words of the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei on page 10, where the Pasuk says, Orachaim lamala lamaskil lamansur mishol mato. That the Vilna Gaon interprets Adam nikra holich. Person is called a holich because a person always could walk and progress in life from darga to darga. But he says, and this the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal of Keren B'Yavna of Chaim Yaakov Goldberg like to always discuss this idea. And that is, the way the Vilna Gaon is interpreting the Pasuk is, Orachayim l'mala l'maskil, that you have to go up in your Avodas Hashem, l'mansur mishol mata, so you shouldn't go down. Meaning, what the Vilna Gaon says, ki efshar she'amad b'darga achas. He says, the way the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal Rangol used to say, if you're not going up, then you're going down. That's what he always used to speak about the ramp going into the mizbeach. That the ramp is, you know, is an incline. So right on an incline, you throw a ball up there, so it's either going up or it's going down. It can't be in one position. So orachaim l'mal maskil l'man shesur mishol mato, that you should always have the attitude that you have to go up, not just because you have to go up, but if you're not going up, you're going down. And in this week's Parsha, we have the Parsha of the Ir Miklat, right? And right. So, and Rosh Hashiva here, I quoted my sefer on page 11. Rosh Hashiva always would quote the Gemara, because usually Elo would be the beginning Hash Shofti, but always say, he always liked to say over the Gemara Makas, Talmud Shagola, page 11, Maglim Rabo Imo. That when the Talmud had to go to Ir Miklat, his Rebbe would go with him. Because it's a pasuk says, Venos Elachas Harim Fael Vachai. Ovinle Midi the Heavenly Chiyusa. So he needs Chiyus. So his Rebbe would go with him. So the Rosh Hashiva would ask, Is it Sorek H. Medova Sheilech Harav Leir Mikla? Chilo Yuchal Atalmud Limtso Rav Achen Lumot Shama? Why does his Rebbe have to go to the Ir Mikla? He'll find other Rebbeim there. But he says, the Rosh Hashiva, that a person who's used to learning by a certain Rebbe, so he's going to have more hatzlacha with that Rebbe. So therefore, if he doesn't have that Rebbe, then the fact that he won't be continuing, going progressing higher and higher, that's the difference between Misa L'chaim, because it says, Ovidli Chiyusa. Mashma, if he doesn't have that Rebbe, it won't be Chiyusa. Even though he could still have another Rebbe, but the idea is that, and then we quote here the Vilna Gaon's word that we just said over, that a person always has to be in a state of Aliyah Ruchni. So you shouldn't, and that's what the word of Shemesh is. Osakim l'cha matseva, Hashem sonei Hashem elokecha. That Hashem doesn't like matzavecha, to be in the same status. We know that in Parshas Mishpatim, Asher lo tzadav alkim ino liyado. So as far as right, that the vav of Asher lo lalamid alkim ino liyado. So v'samti l'cha ino liyado v'samti l'cha is Rashi Tevos of Elul. Ina liyado v'samti l'cha. So what is this idea of the remez of Elul in the parsha of Ir Miklat? So if you look at the Sefer Arugas Abosim at page 21, he says like this: Tachim hadef v'shilashtes k'vul artzicha. You know that the Ir Miklat had to be centered. You know, you a little bit space. And it was first one, another, so it centered the three symmetrically in the land. You see, on page 21, the second line on the right side, that El is an Ir Miklat. So what does this mean that it's an Ir Miklat? What does that mean? Ravur Babina Leitim, Rosaria Figo, one of the classic Jewish form, a Kavano Pimashaomru, who's showing Bechayim Krui Mason. What does that mean that Yoshoim are called Mason, even when they're alive? Can Adesha Tatasa Tova Yosher, Mizato Bavari Adam Hanoki Mikirbecha? If you do a Tova Yosher, then you mavar dam naki. What does that mean? Mazel kimke misha kol yimos hashana holech shovev osir etzicha benafsha. So if a person is using his time wisely, he's using his life wisely. So then he's progressing and he has chiyus. But a person who is just holech shovev, he's just wild, he's not using his life in a productive manner. He says, Ose Ritzicha Benafsho. And he's doing a Ritzicha to his neshama. So that's why, so he did Ritzicha, so that's why Chodesh Elul is the Ir Miklat. Person does Ritzicha, he goes to an Ir Miklat. And that's what he says, Yeshu Farsh Gamposik. Before the medrash, Anosin b'yam derech ze elul. Yonu nirel afarsh al derech remes that derech is elul. Elul is the, and he says he has some gematrias here, but what does it mean? V'hainu the omer on the left column, v'hainu the paragraph v'hainu the omer akosif tochi l'cha derech shal dev shilashtes gvul. Artsakha. So he's talking about the three Ari Miklat. So what is that referring to? So in the footnote, he tells you what the idea is, that we know that Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Gedolim, Amisanim, and Hashem was Moichel, one third of the Arveiris. And then the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is another third, and Yom Kippur is another third. So that's the progress of the Shilashta. Of the three, of the Erev Rosh Hashanah, of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur, but he says that what does it say on page 22 in the second line? V'chag ha'asim b'tzeis Hashanah, v'asbucha es masech min asade, tuvu anikzeres v'chag v'yadu sheviyah shlish b'fnei Rosh Hashanah. That anything that was harvested the time of Sukkot already grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. And he says, then he quotes the Ir Miklat as Elul, Vinei, Yef Shalavon B'chag, L'B'chinas Tshuva Me'ava, Im Lo Shemaschil L'Shuv Be'Elul. Hainu do machag asif b'tzeis hashona daika. Hainu tfu ha nitzeres machag v'yadu shevir shalish l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. In other words, if you want that the time Sukkot comes along, that you have the last third, you know, so then you have to have the first third already from before in Elul. So that's what Tochin Lucha Haderech, he says, is referring to Elul, as the Medrash says. Anosi Beyam Derech is the Elul. So Tochin Lucha Haderech means that already in Elul, you have to start the process of tshuva. And then, Bez Hashem, we progress. Elul leads up to Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then to Aseres Yimei Tshuva, then Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, of course, is the continuation, like Lucius Levi says, that's the Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is the Tshuva Meira, Elul and Sukkot is the Tshuva Me'ava, but it's a progression. And that's the idea. Hashem never wants status quo. You should keep learning more, keep doing more chesed, more things, keep evaluating our maisim to see that we could add more things, you know, chesed, staka, you know, tefillah, different things that we do. Because if we don't use our time, that's, you know, like Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen likes to give a mutzah shmuz, where about people use the expression kill time. You know, just kill some time. So that's what he's saying. That's Mamasher. So that's what the Arugas Abosim says. Killing time. That's Ritzicha. That's Ritzicha's Haneshama. You're not using time productively. Doesn't mean that you can't, you know, schmooze with your friends. And that's also productive. You know, you make relationships. That's also something productive. It's not only that you have to constantly only be learning, you know, relationships with people and helping people. That's also something productive. But that's Tachin Lecha Derech. It's the Chashivas Tachana across Yom Hadin. And that's the idea over here of that Shofti V'Shotri Tikei Lecha. Not only, you know, the physical judges, and also the Shalah HaKadosh says that B'chol Sharech means not only every opening of the gates of the city, but it means every opening in your body. In other words, you have to be a judge what you're going to let in your eyes, what you're going to let in your ears, what you're going to let in your mouth. Every shar haguf, you have to have shoftim v'shotrim. Because whatever you let in your body, that's going to affect you. Whatever you look at, whatever you listen to, that's going to affect your mahus. And so you have to have it. That's what the shalah, I didn't put it in the packet, but that's what the shalah HaKadosh says on this week's parsha. That you have to have shoti the children, and that's what the Mor v'Shemesh says. You have to evaluate: is your fashmish masav of are you doing a virus? Are you doing bittul essay? But also your mashmish masav. And these things, life is a constant growth of maturity. Maturity doesn't only mean maturity as a person, maturity as a Rabbi Reichman, Shlita once pointed out, is maturity and learning. All types of different things that the person matures through life experience. But every step of life should be something meaningful, of understanding, etc. And Bez Hashem, that's the Tochim Lecha HaDerech that the Pasuk says in this week's parasha. Tochim Lecha HaDerech B'Shilashta. You'll have the three. You'll have the Erev Rosh Hashanah. You'll have the Aseres Beit Shuva, the Erev Yom Kippur and Sukkot. You'll have that progression. But Tochin Lecha Derech Zera Ze'el. And that's the idea of the Derech of... and that's the progress that we have. And that's the Derech of Chodesh Elul. He's Matria here on page 21. You can take a look. But that's the idea. Both Sakim Lecha Matzeva, Asher Tzonei Hashem Elokecha. But Hashem doesn't like שלא תשאר במצבך. וששונא השם לוקח, זה כמו שמש, יש לו רק מצב אחד, את כי עבודה, אני, זאת אומרת, כמו שמש, זה השם דוזר רק במצב אחד, ששונא כי עבודה זו בלתי רצויה בפונדו יסבר. ובאז השם, this should be the beginning, the hachana of, for the coming year, but the hachana has to start, v'tochech l'cha derech now, in the month of Elul. So I wish everyone a good Shabbos. We'll be continuing. Now I'm not giving the regular shir during the week for this week until Bez Hashem, August 25th is when the shirim begin, and but we'll still have the chumash as well till that. And wish everyone a good Shabbos of Yosef Katan and Rabbi Arbisfeld and Rabbi Levy, Rabbi Kesselman,
Shabbos and good
and Levitt, Esti Levitt. Rav Felder and Rav Goldstein, Rav Kolak, which will